Hello, hello.
Hello, Talk Radio.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello, 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 everybody. It's your girl. This is Catalea Colombiana. In the beginning of every show, we play a little bit of music for you guys so we can kind of get started and do whatever we need to do on our end. So go ahead and listen to the music. All righty.
Hello?
You playing the music?
Yeah, you hear?
Yeah, I hear it.
Oh, because I just found out something. I didn't know we could do this. I didn't know we had these capabilities.
Well, just play the music. Play it for like 2 minutes until people get on, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Radio people, all right, we have 718. Give us a second, 718.
718, just give us a little second real fast so we can get it together.
Yeah, we haven't. We cannot do certain stuff until we get online. That's the drawback. We have to learn how to do it before. All right, I just found out something. Listen to this, okay? This is...
Have mercy on me.
Hello?
What happened?
Hold on.
Dutch. Smoke.
Not a little fine girl. Seen a little face. Lost so many days. Caught so many cases. I'm the same OG. Please, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, not a little fine girl. Seen so many faces. Lost so many names. Caught so many cases. I'm the same OG.
Hello?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, you can hear that?
Mm-hmm, you can hear it.
All right, yeah, let's start. I want to tell you something. I own the copyright. Yeah, I own the copyright to that song. But I just found out before we start our show that we don't... Fuck it, I'll tell you after the show. All right, 718.
718, you're live on air.
Yeah, I'm here. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is this that we're speaking with?
This is Prentice.
What's up? How are you, sir?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing good. Even better now that you're online. No.
No, I want to show you some support.
All right, so do you have a talent that you want to display for us today?
A talent? I can't actually display my talent. I'm a fashion designer.
Oh, you're a fashion designer. So do you want to tell anybody out there, like, something about the fashion that you do and where they can, you know, look you up and find your stuff that you do, your work or whatever?
Yeah, you can look me up at johnd.com, Z-H-O-N, capital D.com. That's my fashion design. I design a women's line, high-end fashion clothes, and I also do shopping. So if you need an outfit or something to be displayed or made, you could call me up. Or my information is on there.
Okay, so you also dress people, like you're a dresser, you're a fitter.
Yeah, of course, I'm a stylist.
I know what you do. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, thank you for calling and telling us something about your talent. Is there anything else you want to add while you're online?
Yeah, you can check out my artist, Zilla. Check them out on YouTube. Just type in Zilla. You'll come up. Got about.
Well, where is your artist at? How come you didn't have your artist call in so we can hear him?
Well, he's kind of out of town right now. He's with kids right now. I could try to get in touch with him, though.
Okay. Well, see if you can have him call in. We want to hear him spit something.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to do that for you right now.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All righty. Do we have any more callers, LR? LR?
No, we don't have no more callers.
What are you doing?
I was sitting up here. I kept telling him to post something on the wall so we could see his fashion shit because I just found out something we could do at our radio show that I didn't know we could do, but you can only find out when you're on air. So this.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to carry us for about the next 5 minutes until I get this right because I just found out some dope shit. I just found out a whole different way we can market just for us, you know, just for our shit. I'm going to show you. It's going to be live, man. It's going to be live. It's going to be live.
All right, well, play a little music.
Play a little music. All right. This selection here is from Dutchie and Jimmy King, an underground artist on Tribute Share Advertisement, which is a subsidiary of LR Manhattan Company and Brand. In other words, I own Tribute Share Advertisement, and these are my two Flagstaff artists.
Cost so many cases, I'm the same OG. Please, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, now I've been around the world, seen so many faces, lost so many niggas, cost so many cases, I'm the same OG. Please, Lord, have mercy on me. With these eyes and seen, nigga, you'll be surprised. And with these hands are done, it'd be wise not to describe. Young nigga too young, facing too much time. Had to jeopardize it all to put food in your mouth. Tell me how could you blame them, or fuck it, who would? Feel like since they sold slaves, he's just a product of the hood. Not really, to be honest, just a gangster from his mama. But we got his ways, he credits that to his papa. Cross over dead bodies and bury some close homies. If a nigga fucked up in the head, I'm feeling lonely. Pull them pussy niggas better go ahead, cause they don't want it. So you dealing with a dude
dude on the edge, so don't push me. I aim this bitch straight at your head, I'll push it. Why ever let you bitch ass niggas come George Bushman? Nah, ain't happening. Told them thanks again. Niggas just like Sleepy Hollow walking around without a head. Had a convo with my brother and he told me not to trust you, cause you whole niggas are jealous. Cause right now I'm fucking buzzing. I met a lot of women, but they all seem the same. So I just fuck them and I duck them, no emotions in the same. I learned that from a prostitute, doing what you trying to do. Telling on the nigga is something I can't constitute. Man, so you know I fucking get it. And rest in peace to all my real niggas.
Now I've been around the world, seen so many faces, lost so many niggas, caught so many cases, I'm the same OG. Please, Lord, help me, on me. Lord, now I've been around the world, seen so many faces, lost so many niggas, caught so many cases, I'm the same OG. Please, Lord, help me, on me.
I took an oath to keep the chance till my cash was dropped. These niggas spilling they guts just like a stomach shot. I swear I'm screaming love, but they showing so much hate. Like a cartoon of a mannequin, man, that shit is fake. And I see it all besides the pearly gates or an alien, but that's some other shit. And I ain't even gonna get into that. I start to say fuck it and move back out to Memphis. But April night I had a kid and had to switch the genders. For real, I was a god, I read that in the scripture. So I told the preacher to waste his time cause I ain't even tripping. That's a conflict of interest. And I got them packs on me, and I learned this shit from Jesus. These niggas are rat on you. I'm no different. Who you kidding, homie? This real life. It's like just the niggas gambling with they real.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought you was gonna let it play. Why you cut it off? It was sounding good.
Oh, I got more of them. I just didn't know how long we was gonna have them play.
I just said play it until, you know,
tell
play
it
for a little bit. Just a couple minutes, you know. Let's get warmed up here. Play it for a couple minutes.
Okay. I dedicate this one to all my lean drinkers. It's the same dude. It's his name, Dutchie. He's talking about that purple. And I hope all my listeners out there like it, especially my boss lady, because she was like, I own these records too, sister. This is part of my L.O. Manhattan company brand. This is what else I do.
All right.
Here we go.
Ahead.
I hope y'all like it.
All right. Let's hear what they got.
I'm waiting for the process. We have...
You have any callers?
They'll never say nothing. I know the number. They'll never say nothing.
Oh, it's the same one?
What? Yeah.
They probably just want to listen. What's the number?
1111111.
Oh. Cue him in to see if he gonna say something.
He killed him.
What's up, caller 111111? Are you gonna say anything today?
Huh.
Hello.
See? You know what I mean?
Crickets.
Crickets, man. I tell you, that's them police. That's them people. Okay. That's them people.
That's the people. That's the people listening.
Yeah, that's them people. Don't panic. That's just them people.
I love them people.
Yeah. You're on your own.
Yeah, I love them people. That's funny.
You're on.
Nigga, why you got your shit up so high? You get Facebook's instant messages and shit.
I'm dry. Okay,
you got that shit up high to the motherfucker.
I'm sitting right here, a lot of things. I'm trying to see what it is.
I can't say nothing because my phone over here going off like, near. I got my alerts on vibrate, though. Somebody just called me from a weird-ass number. I don't know who it was, but I sure ain't answering no numbers. I don't know, especially if they don't leave no voicemails. You feel me?
I'll fail you.
Whoever it was, I ain't answering.
Australia.
I ain't answering. Shit. That could have been the popos calling me. Talking about where was you at between the hours of 2?
I was going to answer them bitches when they asked me stupid. I said, motherfucker, I said, you got any guns? You got any guns in the car? Yeah, is at home? What you do?
That's why I hate when people ask you that. They be like, you got some guns? Hell yeah, I got to protect myself.
I got to protect myself, bitch.
Shit, I live in Hickville, and nigga, they all registered, so it is what it is. They registered, okay? And
you're
I'm
right.
A good shot, okay?
You shoot out and you go to the gun range?
Yeah, I've been to the gun range ever since I was 10 years old. What are you talking about? My daddy was a G. He made sure we knew how to hold that gun. He made sure. That's one thing he did teach us, and I'm the only girl out of all my brothers, so it was like he made sure he really taught me. That was like number one.
Oh, Lord, I just ran a commercial. I already ran already. Oh, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep up all with
all right,
this.
Let's hear the next song.
All right, it's downloading. I just found out how to work the system. It's downloading.
Well, how you work the system?
It's an audio clip device that you got to go in there and test. And I kept hearing the shit, but I didn't know what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. You know?
Mm. Well, okay, so it's a way you could do it just like it's a regular radio station.
Yeah. You could add a minute.
We're going to have to do that.
We're
going to have to pick a day where we just play nothing but hits. Or just, even if it's people who just want to come in and who just want to come in and send us their music. No, we could let them play their music and people could call in and tell us if they liked it,
yeah,
if they didn't like it. Pump it or dump it. We need to do that. We need to do a pump it or dump it day. That'll be cool.
Where we can get
artist music and just let them call in and let people call in and tell us if they like it or not. If niggas want to hear, you know, how their music is sounding, they're going to get some input from people who don't even know them like that.
Yeah, I feel that.
No, when you got people that you know, they try to be nice.
So
they may not tell you something, it may sound like garbage, and it sound like garbage. You know what I
mean? I'm about to play another song for y'all that comes through from all my people.
All right. Let's hear what you got.
I'm about to. Give me one sec. Ooh, wee. Come on.
Mm-hmm. I hear that music you playing. What's that? Who's that?
That's the shit I'm trying to download. That's the shit from my camp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Look, man, my team got some great music, man. Come on, because I got a motherfucker all from London doing music. I do music with. I just don't do music with regular people. I really be trying to get real shit going.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know, I really love, like, man, I advertise my ass off. I know my boss should be calling in from Connecticut real soon. I'm about to call him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. George Young.
Well, this is really your thing, remember? I don't normally do shows on Tuesday, so this is all you right here, player.
I'm not saying, come on, man. Come on, I'm not fair. Come on, man.
It's all you, player. I normally don't do Tuesday shows.
Don't do me that. Don't stick me out there by myself. I can remember me. Help me out.
I mean,
wow.
But I'm here, you know. But you know, Tuesdays is your show. It's a Saturday, remember?
Yeah, I know. I just learned this shit to do. We're going to get it right. It's going to pop.
These show days, but I gotta support you. I'm not gonna leave you out, especially ain't doing nothing at home. I'll cook your dinner and get my house in order. That's all I'm doing today. Yeah, I'm happy those things are starting to slow down for me because they've been kind of hectic, and I've been about to pull my hair out.
Wow.
They've been kind of hectic around these hair parts. So I'm happy that it slowed down a little bit. Pretty happy about that. I'm trying to still figure out who the fuck called me from a 714 number.
Man, you can't get nobody on these lines?
Huh?
Okay. This is how this go. Okay.
I can play some of my music. I'll play some of my music a little later. I'll put some of my music on the radio. Yes, I do have songs that I have written, rapped, and recorded. For all the people out there who don't know that I can sing, I can write and I can rap. I did all that. Yep.
That's some cool shit.
Huh?
That's some cool shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've done it all. I've done the singing and the rapping, and I've done shows and all that. All that. I'm not really trying to do that. That's not what I want to do with my life no more. Like, at one point, like, I do have the gift, and I may still write, like, just write and be in the background or whatever. But I'd rather do a little acting. Like, that's kind of where I'm more so leaning towards, the whole acting thing. That's what I would rather do. I'm really good at it. I've been acting in plays since I was 5 years old. I've been acting in plays that my godfather, Paul Green, if you're listening out there, I love you. Anyway, so my dad and my stepdad, Paul Green, they had me in all kind of plays and stuff when I was a kid. They owned a production company. And so they would go and they would do plays, kind of like how Tyler Perry does. He does, mm-hmm. you know, does his little plays all over. And so I've been acting in them plays ever since I was a little girl. I did that for so many years. Yep. Yeah, I'm really good at it. So I'm thinking about either going into some acting, maybe do a couple commercials. If I did any modeling, everybody asks me always, like, do you model? I'm like, if I do modeling, I want to do print work. Like, I don't want to be on nobody's King magazine. I'm too old for that shit. Showing my ass off or anything like that. I ain't trying to do that kind of shit. So I'm going to do some modeling. It's going to be some print. So did you get the song downloaded yet?
Man, it's downloaded.
Why?
I don't know, man. It seems like today is just one of them days for me. But
I think you might need to get a faster internet connection.
Well, I am in the middle of nowhere, sister.
I am, too. And my internet connection is like, pew. I'm in the freaking mountains, literally in the middle of nowhere. Like, I mean, I can drive 15 minutes and go into town. You know, I can't do that.
Well, you know where I'm at. Shit, they got shitty shit out here. This is Arkansas, man. I ain't gonna put the state down. Great, great, great state.
Not to me. I'm sorry. I know some Arkansans may get pissed off at me, but it's fucked up out there.
It's
one of the most poor states I know.
Yeah, literally.
Arkansas is a poor state. And, man, it was poor when I stayed there, and it was not even a recession or nothing. So just imagine how it is now. Bitches ain't getting welfare out there like that. Them bitches got to work. After a certain amount of time, they cutting your ass the fuck off. Period. Ain't no extensions. Ain't no nothing like that. They cutting your ass the fuck off. There is no, mm-mm. You going to have to either starve or go live with your mama and them or something like that. Yep. So, I don't fuck with Arkansas. And I got several family members who live out there. And y'all could get mad at me if y'all want to, but at the end of the day, half of them be asking me if they could come stay in Cali.
I hate it here.
You say you hate it there?
I hate it with a passion. And don't get me wrong,
like, because where the county that I'm in right now, they're going bankrupt and all this shit. So they really don't have money like that either. But it's money. Like, one thing I love about California that I could not, that's why I just couldn't live in Arkansas, because there is always money to be made here. Period. There is always someone here with money. So where is always someone here with money, there is always money to be made. Period.
In Arkansas.
It's so many people where you're at that don't have it. They just don't. They just don't have it. So where you're in a poor town, where you're in a poor state, like you're in a poor place, it's just going to be hard trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You feel me?
Hey, but here goes the sad part about it. They don't even want better.
No, they don't. You know why they don't want better? Because they so used to that. And I get pissed off at my brother. Like, I hope he listening. Because I get so mad at him. My brother is smart as fuck, okay? When I tell you, my older brother, he's out there in Arkansas right now to this day. He's smart as hell. He could have a place to stay. He could be right here, him and my niece and his woman, if they wanted to, with her kids. They could all come out here. I got a big-ass house. I would not mind them coming and staying with me until they got on their feet, you know. But he just don't want to. You feel me? Like, he just want to stay there. And that's how most of them think. Like, they think that's just they're used to it there. They don't feel like they can succeed anywhere else because they're scared. They're scared to move. They're scared to step outside of what they don't know.
All right, we got 951, babe.
951?
Yeah,
oh, that's in my area. 951. 951, you're on air.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Krista.
That's my girl.
Hey, girl.
You call away from Florida with a 951 number.
Girl, I'm from Cali, but I'm in Florida right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You call away from Florida with a 951 number. Oh, my girl can't sing. Okay. My girl right here? Oh, she can sing. Okay.
That's what I came
right
to do because it's Talented Tuesdays, right? I just want to make sure I was calling on the right day.
Yes, it's Talented Tuesdays. I'm so happy that you called in. Matter of fact, my bad for not telling you to call in because I know you can sing. Like, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I don't know if everybody out there is listening. Krista, maybe I want you to put in the room that you're about to sing so everybody could come in and listen to you so they can know that you're not only a beautiful woman, but you're talented. LR, if you could do that for me, please. I don't know if you know which one Krista is, but she's a beautiful girl with the blonde-ish color hair with brown and pretty eyes. That's her.
Krista,
so,
Lexi
baby,
Jo
if you
Jones.
Could post in the room, if you could post in the room, let them know that you're about to sing, because I want everybody to hear this. This girl can sing, okay?
Are you guys ready?
No, we ain't ready yet. We finna post
okay.
First.
Okay.
LR, you about to post? LR, where'd he go? LR.
Let me go ahead and close my garage so y'all don't hear no traffic sounds while y'all waiting and stuff.
Where
you
the
hear
hell did
no
this
motorcycle
go? Did
sound.
He run somewhere? LR. LR, 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 LR. I don't know where the hell he went. But anyways, can you post in the group that you're about to sing, Krista? Can you do that for me? Because I want everybody to hear you.
Hold on, let me go.
tell them to call into the radio show. I'll give you the number when you want me to give it to you, because they may not know it, and I know you don't know it. I'll read it for you so you can type it in. But I want them. I want everybody to call in because they got to hear this.
Okay. No pressure, no pressure, no pressure.
No pressure.
Okay, well, get on the page.
I was just saying, I was like, 951, that's from where I live at. Like, that's over here.
If everybody that I call from, they're like, girl, why haven't you changed your number to 904? Because I'm like, I'm a Cali girl. I'm not changing my area code.
Are you ever coming back to Cali now, or you love Florida?
I don't love Florida. I don't know when I'm coming back to Cali. That's, like, up in the air. I found love in a hopeless place, Florida, wink, wink, but I don't know.
My okay, my ex is out there in Florida.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was out here in Cali in the same area that we live in, and he's out there in Florida right now to this day. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's kind of why we broke up, because he was out there. So it was like, it's not really working. Did you post that you were about to sing?
Hold on 1 second. Let me, okay. What's the,
The phone number is 347.
Okay. Is that the area code?
Yeah, the area code, 347.
Uh-huh.
934-0012.
934-0012.
Mm-hmm. LR, are you online yet, or did you just disappear again? LR.
I'm here.
God dang it, I said your name like 30,000-40,000 times, and you didn't say nothing.
No, my phone had, I was having a technical difficulty.
Oh, okay. I was trying to let you know, Krista, about to sing, and she can blow.
Yeah, I heard all that. I want to see who she is.
You know who she is? She about to post in the group. Krista is, like, one of the baddest in the group. What you talking about?
I did already. I posted.
Okay, so she about to post in the group, and so go ahead. You ready?
Ready.
Okay.
All right. She was lost in so many different ways, out in the darkness with no guide. I know the cost of a losing hand, never for grace of God. Oh, I found heaven on earth. You was my last, my first. And then I hear this voice inside. Ave
Y'all
want some more?
Hell
no,
yeah.
Hell yeah, some more.
I've been alone when surrounded by friends. How could the silence be so loud? But I still go home, knowing that I've got you. There's only us when the lights go down. 'Cause you are my heaven on earth. You are my hunger, my thirst. And then I hear this voice inside. Ave Maria.
Sometimes love can come and pass you by. While you're busy making plans, suddenly it hits you, then you realize it's out of your head. Baby, you got to understand, you are my heaven on earth. You are my last, my first. And then I hear this voice inside. Ave Maria.
All right. All right. We have a 708 online. We have a 708. Don't go nowhere, Krista. We're gonna come back with questions. I'm gonna pause you.
Yeah, we gotta hear you again, Krista. We gotta hear you. Gotta sing us another selection, okay?
Tonight?
Yeah. We want to hear another one.
Like, I call you back or right now?
No, you just stay on. You don't have to go nowhere. You can just stay right there.
Okay.
All right, cue the next caller in.
708.
708, you're on air. 708.
What up?
Who is this that we're speaking with?
This guy, who is this?
This is my show. No, this is Catalina Columbia at LR Manhattan. You calling into our radio show.
I know what this is.
Do you have a talent that you would like to display?
No, I don't have any talents. I'm weird.
You don't have any talent?
No, I just called in to tell me what I'm going to sing.
You just wanted to hear Krista sing?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, she's
clean,
but I like it.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, I like it.
Well, I think she has a YouTube channel. Can you cue her back in so she can tell him where her YouTube channel and stuff is so he can go and subscribe to her YouTube channel?
Okay, but our board is blinging up.
Okay. Well, just let her tell us where we can hear her at.
Krista.
Yes, sir.
So can you tell us your YouTube channel information?
It is Lexi Jo, that's LexiJo 88.
Okay. Y'all got that, you guys? Lexi Jo 88. Lexi Jo 88. That's her YouTube channel, so you guys can hear her on YouTube. Okay, go ahead and cue in the next caller for us, LR. 832, you're on air.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. This is LaShawn.
Hi, LaShawn. So
Hi.
Do you have a talent that you would like to display today?
Actually, it can't be seen on the phone.
What
I'm
is your talent?
Actually, I could really touch my nose, the top of my nose, with my tongue.
You can touch your top of
your nose. Put it on the page.
Well, go ahead and post that for us. You got to take a picture and post it for us. Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'm tripping. I'm learning this stuff. Y'all got to understand. I'm learning this stuff. My daughter and I here today. She normally walks me through this stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead and post it on the boards. Let us know.
Okay.
So let them know that you called in to the show and this is your talent, and go ahead and post it on the boards.
Okay, cool. All right. Got you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, can you cue in the next caller, please?
909 again.
909, you're on the air. 909. Hello.
Hello.
909, you're on air.
Hi.
Is that my baby? I know my baby from anywhere. That's my candy poo.
Are you guys?
I know her. That's funny that I know her from anywhere, huh?
Are you? Are you guys?
Hi, Candy.
Doing, like, area
I love
codes?
You.
What do you guys
you say?
Doing, like area codes?
Yeah, we're doing it by area code because we don't know y'all name. So all we can see is the phone number.
Oh, I didn't call in to speak. I just wanted to be nosy.
Oh, you just wanted to be nosy.
Okay,
hi,
Amar.
Hey,
who is this?
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Hey, baby, with your fine ass. Hey.
My God, I thought you were talking to her because you're on speakerphone and she said hi.
That's funny.
She's
all
hi,
Kenzie. Auntie love you. Auntie love you, Kenzie.
She's tripping. I got you guys on, like, the speakers in my car because I'm driving.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller since you just wanted to say hi.
Okay, bye, Mama.
All right, bye. Who's the next caller?
347.
347.
Yo, what's good? How y'all doing?
God damn, you sound sexy. What's good, Poppy? What's your name?
Yo, what up? Yo, this Nasty Nas. What's good?
Oh, Nasty Nas. I like the sound of that. So you nasty, huh? You nasty,
everybody,
huh?
You already know. You already know. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? So what is your talent?
My talent?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I like, you know, poetry. I like to write, express what I feel in my mind, you know.
So you like that. You got a sexy voice, so you finna get us some sexy poetry? Or what you finna do? Because if it ain't sexy, I don't want to hear it because you sound sexier than the motherfucker.
Yeah, and you definitely fine as wine, you think?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Where you from? I'm saying, where you from?
Where am I from? I'm
yeah.
in California right now, but I'm from all over. Like, I'm a military rat.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm from everywhere. So.
All right, I'll tell you. She said everywhere. Germany, Japanese, Japan,
all that.
You know?
I've been to mostly all those places. Perth, Australia, China.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me find out. So you can adapt to any type of culture, I'll tell you.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
You sound so good. Like, I just want to hear you talk.
Well,
hello. Yes.
Well, I'm saying I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. Nah, man.
Brooklyn in the house?
In front of
me,
in the house, without a doubt.
Yo, what's good? What's good, family? You already know.
That's my second home now, baby. That's my second home. I love Brooklyn. Peace out to Brooklyn, man. Peace out.
All right, shout out to my nigga right there who's shouting out BK. You already know. Fred
BK all day, you know what I'm saying? Boogie
yeah,
Down
Bronx. Oh, wow. She said Boogie Down. South Bronx. The South Bronx. South Bronx. The South Bronx.
I know all about it. I've been all the way through there.
Hi. She said, hi. You fine, Dale. Shout out to the Cali love and all that. You know,
shout
man.
Out to my family over in Jamaica, Queens.
Oh, wow. My Jamaica Queens, yeah, my Merrick Boulevard niggas, my Queensbridge niggas. Okay. Hi. Hi.
All right.
Hi. Sorry, so being that you know, Alex, what you know about Brooklyn? Let me see what you know about Brooklyn.
I mean, I done been all up and through there, but, like, I mean, I'm really a Manhattan kind of girl.
All right. So you're more like a Harlem.
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As you cross the Williamsburg Bridge, check me out. As you cross the Williamsburg Bridge, if you walk in, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Brooklyn, the beginning of NYC." Now, do I know my shit? Do I know my shit?
No, you know your shit. You know your shit.
I mean, I've seen it, but I can't just spit it like that because I like to be in Manhattan shopping and shit. I'm all pretty.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm not wrong. So basically, you want the females that go to Soho and do what you do. All right.
Exactly.
So you've been to Soho? So you've been to Soho. You like Soho?
Yes, I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
What about Fifth Ave, Madison?
Yes, of course. That's where all the shopping and shit is at. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got them all over. You guys know. You know, I mean, that's the thing in New York. You just got them all over. Every borough got a deep shopping center that's popping.
Mm.
Man, if you want the best deals, boss lady, you want the best deals, you got to hit Fulton Street. Doing no tax. Gotta hit Fulton Street doing no tax. But first, you gotta start off the little store down the street. Right across the street from NYU is the little Puerto Rican spot that sells chicken salad sandwich. Oh, my motherfucking God. Oh, my.
Oh, shit.
I know my shit. Yeah. I love Brooklyn. It's like second home for real.
No, you know what he's talking about because he said right there about NYU. That's in Manhattan. That's like part of Soho. And he said, Fulton Street. I live down by Fulton Street. I live downtown Brooklyn. So,
yeah,
it's popping. Yeah, you're going to get you a nice pair of J.O.'s. You ain't paying $1.50 for them. You're going to pay $1.20 for them. Stop. But ain't no tax. Ain't no, like, $1.30, $1.40. Yeah, you good.
Oh, shit, I need to go there.
No, I mean, it's like that. You got prices like, you get two pairs of sneakers for, like, $2.10, but they be other sneakers. Like, you might get your pair of Webbers and Barclays, but you come out paying $2.10. But the Webbers and Barclays, each of them was $1.70 or $1.50. You good. So I paid $200 for a pair of Webbers and a pair of Barclays. And then I'm going to crush it.
See, I'm rich. Before I let you spit, I'm going to let you know. I'm originally from the Night Wall, but see, when it come down to Brooklyn, my whole family chipped in on my project because, man, when the first time I ever went to Brooklyn, I was like 17 years old, and I kept telling them, I said, man, this motherfucker feel like the Night Wall. Well, 20-something years later, I found out it was proof that my town in Brooklyn was the only two cities that ever had a Negro baseball league team that both had the same name, so I bought both jackets. You did.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Negroes. Yeah, you're right. I think it's the all black jump ball, right? Just shit that the jacket.
Yeah, I'm about to post it on the page because I got both jackets right now. I'm about to post it on the page.
That's crack, nigga.
Yeah, that's crack. That's crack. And I knew I was right. And when I found it on the internet, I was screaming. Everybody was like, what? I said, man, y'all got everybody just into their pockets because they knew that was like a lifelong dream of mine to find the reason why I felt like the two places felt the same, and they do.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll feel you.
So
spit
the shit, my nigga.
Yeah, because that awesome G shit, that jacket right there, I mean, out here, I could buy, I mean, it's going to cost like two and some change, but it comes with the hat, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kill it, my nigga. I got you. The Sterling Dean and all that with the old.
Yeah, that is Sterling Dean. That's the one I got. I got the Sterling Dean, yeah.
Sterling Dean, my nigga. Crack, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crack.
That's that ill shit. It's like niggas don't understand. You got mixed finesse, but you got that Stolen Team. You want some ill shit? Yeah, Stolen Team makes some ill shit.
Well, you might as well give me my ill nigga prop because I'm on some real ill shit.
Well, you know what? I tell you like this: if you did it on the internet, you pay guap for that shit. Do they?
Man, it cost me a pretty penny, but it ain't cost me as much as you think.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Tell us where to go get some good fashion deals. That shit. I might fly out to New York one weekend just to go shopping.
Guys,
you
don't have to go. You're in L.A. And if you go
I am in L.A.
I am in L.A.
We got the garment district and all that. Yeah, yeah.
You got all that shit out there in L.A. Just like New York. You got some shit.
Mm-hmm. I love it out here. I ain't even going to lie to you. But I got some websites where the ladies would be like, what? Where you can go get some real shit, some real Christian Louboutins and shit like that for cheap as fuck. I ain't going to tell everybody, though, because I don't want every bitch rolling around with my shit.
Well, I'm plugged in a company that specializes in selling
Yo, we won't have to just take you to Fashion Mads and take you to the motherfucking Gucci and Louis store, son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that one, too.
Take you to the Cavalli store, get you a pair of Cavalli Skippies on these bitches. Bitch, you're going to be like, what them shits is wrong, bitch? Yeah, bitch, Cavalli. Oh, shit.
I know all about that.
They're going to be like, yo, this bitch got on some Cavalli fucking Skippies, or I'm crushing it.
Killing the game. Killing it.
Where'd she get them Cavallis from?
I ain't telling you, bitch. I ain't telling you.
I just put both of them in the alley.
All right, I'm going to go right now. All
hey, right,
man,
so.
Hey, man, give us your portion.
Yeah, we ready to hear that.
Oh, you ready to hear the poetry?
Mm-hmm, yep. We ready.
All right, here you go. My queen, you are and will always be destined to find, hold you close, to form unity. Damn, my queen, your body and your nature is so supreme, with the capacity to fill any king's dream, blinding those enemies who can't see. You see, my queen, she's wise, God's gift, she's so divine. But it's sad to say that I wish she could be mine. I mean, you see, that king needs that one that you well, that shines hotter than the beam of rays of the sun. Those lips that are soft, your body, which is fragile, my queen complected Amazon, flows like the river called Nile. Gumar Azdubar, which means wisdom, strength, and beauty. You wear your crown tight, number
damn.
One royalty. But now, here I am, a true king all alone, and nobody to share with me my throne. I mean, next lifetime, I might not see you. I mean, thoughts of scratching you on your back like you say, damn, word, it's like that. I mean, taking you to the most powerful climax. But then I sit back, think, damn, that's a dream. But could you picture that? My queen.
God damn it. Snap, snap, snap. Snap, snap.
Just a little sign. You know what I mean?
Shit, I could picture that, baby. You could say it again. I could picture it. Oh, hell yeah.
All right, say my brother, be glad to have you, but I got like 15 other people waiting in line, my brother. Hey,
so thank you for calling in.
You gotta get in my inbox.
You gotta get in my inbox.
I'm saying you already know it's Prince Nas. You already know.
Get in my inbox, Poppy. All right.
All right, man.
Give Brooklyn my love.
All right, next caller. Who's the next caller?
We have a 918.
918, you're on air.
What's happening? It's Nick.
What's up, Nicky, Nicky, Bobo? What's good?
What's going down?
You calling once again. How you doing today?
Man, I'm just chilling. Shit, I'm bored as hell. Sit at the damn office. Decide I'll take a break.
So you gonna call in and do something? You call it in to do something for us again?
Oh yeah, for to spit this fire and shit. I mean, you know, I just like fucking around. I'm bored. Like I said, I'm bored as hell. Hell, the radio show up here ain't talking about nothing. Hell, at least I ain't got no music playing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so
we're just kicking it.
Highly enjoyable.
Well, let's hear what you got. Let's go ahead and hear what you got because we got a whole bunch of callers in queue. So we want to hear you.
This is more of a declaration of freedom, based on my own personal experiences. I would like to say, as far as my career path, I'm a chemical dependency therapist, so I tend to deal with a lot of people with various emotions. So here's what I came up with.
Okay.
Well, it starts off with, I am that nigga, N-I-G-G-A. You figure it out. Fuck the sleeping world. It's all on me. What I do in this universe is and shall fall on my shoulders. As I stand here to present and protect my own life, every step I do take is a calculated one. I know that I am the only one who can cure the sick and vulnerable souls on this planet. If the individual cannot see himself for what he is, then he shall then look into the standing mirror and assess the situation. One might ask, what situation? The question is, have you ever lied before? I'm sure you have. Life is nothing more than a life or fable if you choose not to be real with the elements of life. The elements will always be the same. The question is, will or does the human element change? I've been asking myself, what does the word evil really mean? Is there really any meaning to it? I have come to the conclusion that's nothing more than another word. If individuals choose to engage in word warfare with others before thinking of why this or that is warranted, life shouldn't be this easy, but it can be as easy as 1, 2, 3. And I scream out, free me of this bondage. Thinking is a lot harder than speaking. Or is it the other way around? We as the occupants of this universe should be cool and content with all things created under the realm of reality. Once again, I am that nigga. Because I choose to be. Not because I am, because I choose to be. Some would say that there are other options. Options? What options? We're all on a direct course of self-destruction in which the consequences are dire for the future generations. The unborn are the most precious. We, the walking and the talking, need to check ourselves and think of how to covet life is the most beautiful idea of living. The only way to achieve this goal is to take an individual stand, one by one, against the various cloudy vices that keep us from being all we can be. I believe that there is a curse on all of mankind. We just might be fucking ourselves asleep. When we wake up, we're at war. That's the battle of the sexes, which is a good thing. When there is no peace, there will be no more love. Peace is the worst thing to chase or achieve. Like the prophet Tupac said, fuck peace.
All right.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. There can't be peace. It's just a couple of more words. There can't be peace with those who hate others for being individuals. I truly believe that the conflict is natural. The water, wind, fire, and earth are the most consistent and also in constant battle. If I love her, then I must understand her. I'll be cool without her love, but I can't go far or too long without her love. And that's the pains of love. And that's it.
I like you.
Snap, snap, snap.
Snap,
snap.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, you know we like to have you, so don't go nowhere, but we're going to go to our next person.
Oh, go ahead, man. I'm chilling.
Okay, next caller. Right. Who's the next caller?
We have a 916.
916, you're on air. Hello, 916. 916, you're on air. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, let's go to the next caller.
501, that's around me somewhere. 501, you're on.
501. Hello. Hello. Who is this caller from the 501?
Oh, what's up? This is T-Y.
Who is this?
Tyrone.
Oh, what's up? Do I know you? Do you know me?
I don't know. I was on Facebook and somebody told me to call in on this blog talk. I was just listening in trying to see what y'all were talking about. I really ain't want to, you know, get put on with shit. What's happening?
All right, well, we'll mute you then, brother, if you want. You just want to listen for
you
a little while.
You don't have no rap. You don't have no poetry. You don't have nothing talented. Or anything like that. We know you calling from where we're from. I'm from Arkansas, but I don't live there. And my boy LR, he's living in Arkansas right now. So we just want to give you mad props and mad respect for calling in.
Really? Well, yeah, let me just give a couple shout-outs to everybody that's from Little Rock or that's from Arkansas listening in, I guess. But, no, I ain't really got a lot of talents and all that extra shit. So, yeah, I'll just follow back and listen to see what y'all got going.
All right, well, give you a shout-out. You got somebody you want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, I'm giving a shout out to all y'all. Whoever got the blog podcast, man, I'm giving a shout out to y'all. Big up.
Thank you
for calling in.
Already.
All right. Next caller. Who's the next caller?
Yeah, I dropped off just now. So
huh?
I'm, They all dropped off, so I'm gonna do the one. I'm gonna do the 1 hour because we're down to 1 hour. So I'm gonna do one, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here we go. They tell me a double-minded man is wicked in all his ways, so he can't find rest unless he lays in the grave. Misery won't let him sleep till he becomes its slave, so he smokes on the pipe to speed up the decay. Hope he finally takes a blast that'll take him away, because he can't find the light in the catacombs of his heart. So every day he takes his life and try to break it apart, try to figure out where it went wrong and where it all starts. After years of soul searching, the ride comes to an end. It's time to make that decision then. Only cowards are on the purpose. Soldiers try to swim, and when they fail, they go to God and ask to do it again. So they hold on a little longer. Faith will lead, trying to manage through this long summer. But winter's coming, and you don't want to freeze. But it's hard to stay warm when your roof is a goddamn freeze. She was too pretty and young to turn out shitty and strung. Turned out by 21. She tried rebuilding, but the damage was done. Her older son took a gun and killed himself. Last words, I was hurting. Mama, why didn't you help? Or was you busy giving somebody else the love you should have been giving me, Jan Chanel? Did you know she had AIDS and was going through hell? At 13, I was by myself. And did you know he was all alone? Bernard, when he got raped by Mr. Jones. Now he thinks he's a sister and he lives alone. And yo, thanks to the dust, we even lost Jerome. The brother started hearing voices but forgot his own. He could still hear the music, but not his way back home. Her father in heaven, if you're up there, please show us some love. Because if you do care, this world's so cold, but who says it's fair that your life you've given us is going nowhere?
Snap, snap, snap. I'm feeling it. That was deep. You always writing some deep shit. I think that's why me and you get along so well.
Right, I think so.
Because we're both thinkers. We're both thinkers. I can appreciate that. Do we have any more callers?
We still have Nick. We have 916. Krista has dropped off.
Okay.
Me and you, we got 57 minutes left, and these songs are still not downloaded. All right, we have 601 just popped up, so we're going to go to 601. 601.
Hello, 601. You're on air.
Is you? Hello?
Hello, 601. You're on air.
Hold on.
I'm calling my baby.
Hey, here you go right here.
Yeah, Brad,
what the hell?
Yeah,
my name is Damon. What's up?
What's up? Who is this? Who are we speaking to?
It's Damon.
What's up, Damon? How you feeling, puppy?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So do you have a talent that you want to, you know, bless us with today?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your talent?
I write poetry.
You write poetry. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have something for us to hear?
Is it cool if I write it down and call you back?
Niggas are flies. Yeah, it's cool if you write it down and call us back. We'll be right here for 60 more minutes for another hour. So go ahead and call us back, and we'll hear whatever you got to say. We're going to remember you. We're going to remember you.
He already hung up.
He's so silly. Do we have any more callers, LR?
We have Nick. He's still holding. 916 ain't saying nothing. And you know, and whoever the police is with all the 111, because ain't none of them saying nothing.
Okay, well, go ahead and cue Nick back in. I'm going to let y'all talk for 1 second. I got something to do real fast, okay?
Hold on. Right. Hey, Nick.
Yo, what's up, man? What's happening, boy?
What's up?
Man, shit, chilling like a motherfucker.
I'm gonna do a poem, right? Because this is all talent, right? Man. I'm gonna do a poem, and you tell me what you think, okay? It goes like this.
All right.
From a creative aspect, y'all just Aztec. I'm at the prize in the voice like the USS. Once they done draining the planet, we gon' need us a ship. Plus a nigga that know how to drive and fix that bitch. 11 billion miles away, Stevie gave him the quartans. Often wonder how he saw it with his eyes out of ordinance. I guess when sounds as clear as pictures, the mind sees some shit. Truths we decline to admit right quick. It's like Egypt and Africa, so that makes Pharaoh African, yes? right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Yeah, I'm listening. Right? I'm listening. Man, I was stuck, man. Man, that shit was good, man. I'm stuck, man.
Yeah, but
I was listening too.
The reason why I stopped was this, because I realized something that I was gonna go too far. So I'm gonna start all over, and I'm gonna tell y'all like this. My walk through one of the Gullivers, and my troubles come from other stuff, but I fight the same demons that sleep down in all of us. My path is one of glory. My path is a new story. I'm a bastard. I'm an asshole. Bibles never did nothing for me. They never prayed that my soul make a slave out the flesh. They always talked in strange language, making me for the press. They told me Jesus was a white boy and he wore a suit in his dress. I see why Hitler started killing him. The clown is a fool thinking I'm going to believe that shit. When I die, well, I go hell as hell as well. I said, I know heaven won't allow me with all this foolishness. But again, girls forget the thought, so I'll probably get something. Probably cleanse my soul of sin, send me back to do it again. Knowing me, my dog is hell, so I'll probably do it all again. Man, y'all never treat my people this way again. Misleading and feeding us that bullshit religion. Man, one of y'all phones is making a whole lot of noise.
It ain't me because I got mine on mute.
yeah, but the end of that goes like this. Draw my trials and tribulations. My adversity stood malignant, cursing blasphemies at my lamentations. My medications cause of a proper meditation. Without the Lord of Muhammad, it would be no pacification. My education correlates to morals and dogma, in reference to the cause and effects of the drama. I'm a without comma, practitioner of pessimism. Lawlessness 101, introduction to the malicious living. Unforgiving, falsely commissioned to oblivion, shit to triassic. But brontosauruses walk around with gadgets, the food chain is like a jam in traffic. Jam quicker face of black plastic. That logic shit ain't happening. Yo, gangsters know for perfect be the first ones hurt. False moves to get you slammed on the corner and left jerking. Each cast be more heathenist than Rollo, with Gallus and Ernest and Gallo. This valley of the shadow becomes hollow torch.
Damn it.
Fire you're the cutthroat. She fucked me up. She made me lose
I'm
my
sorry. Comfort. I said, God damn it, because that shit was real. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro, you spitting some straight up.
I just had to say, God damn it,
that
was some deep shit. I don't think half of the people is ready to hear this shit. That was deep.
I wrote that when I was 18 years old. Y'all will hear the new shit. Now they.
Well, I
want to
sing.
All right.
I want to hear me sing.
Yeah.
What you gonna sing? Jealousy?
Nah, this is my shit. This is my own song that I wrote. Y'all ready to hear
my
it?
My bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me say me. Not for real. I really am gonna sing. Come on. So this is a song that I wrote. I was a part of a group, and me and my sister. You could go on YouTube right now and look up D Black Barbie. That's her name. She has all her stuff still on YouTube or whatever. And that's the letter D and then the word Black Barbie. Anyway, so I wrote all of our songs and everything. So this is one of the songs that I wrote. All right, let me see. It goes... Stop, it's getting hot. You wanna bounce with me, boy, no doubt. Let me show you what I'm all about. Before I start, stop, see, ooh. Stop, it's getting hot. You wanna bounce with me, boy, no doubt. Let me show you what I'm all about. Before I start, stop, see, I feel extra sexy. Boy, let your hands caress me. Come here, boy, don't you test me. But when you get to my zipper, stop, see, you know what you're doing. But right now, boy, you're losing. Cause, baby, I'm not choosing. So when you get to my zipper, stop, see, ooh, stop, it's getting hot. You wanna bounce with me, boy, no doubt. Let me show you what I'm all about. Before I start, stop, see, ooh, stop, it's getting hot. You wanna bounce with me, boy, no doubt. Let me show you what I'm all about. Before I start, stop, see, now I'm up in the club. Every man and they man wanna buy me some bub. Seems like I'm shaking every hand, plus 90 hugs. Sweet on the floor, shake my ass, cutting up the rug. Most of y'all is what I call a major scrub. Hope y'all straighten up. Till then, give me a buff baller with a truck, a hot boy with many bucks. I'll tame any thug, let him sniff it for a minute, then sit him up.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, wait a minute.
All right.
Shit, I'm over here sweating and shit.
Bobby, I like that. 832. We got 832. 832.
832, you're on the line.
I like that, Bobby. Right there. I like that, Bobby. That was nice. 832. 832,
Hello? You're there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, this is Sean.
Hey, what's up, Mommy?
Nothing.
How you doing tonight?
All right. Sitting here about to lay down. I'm not feeling too hot.
Not feeling too hot?
No, I'm not. Went to the doctor today, and I'm still just not feeling too hot. My stomach is hurting.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you don't got no talent you want to bless us with tonight. You just calling to shoot the shit with us for a little bit, right?
Actually, I was because I didn't your post saying what the thing was, because it said call the show now. And then after I called, that's when the other post came up saying what it was about, and I was like, well, I got some talent, but you can't see them.
Oh, what is your talent? At least you can tell us what the talent is. God damn me, what is it?
Oh, I got many talents, actually. Did you see my post I put on the page?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Mm-mm. I'm not on there. I'm just strictly on the radio. Actually, I'm cooking dinner right now and talking to you guys. Hey!
Okay. Well, I posted a drawing that I did that actually I found out today got sold in the auction for like $200, you know, and it's kind of exciting. It's a drawing. I didn't get the complete drawing, but it's like of a bachelor party that I did. It's titled The Bachelor Party, actually. And then at school, before I graduated, they was like, who is drawing all the smut? Because I got all the naked girls on the wall, and all the guys in the room, they looking at me and pointing at me. And the teacher was like, what the fuck? You the only girl in here, and you got all the naked pictures on the wall. And I was like, well, it is what it is. You asked me to draw something I want to draw, and that's it. It is what it is. So, yeah.
I like the naked bitches. No, let me
thank God I don't. Shit. Love smash and titties. Shit. They don't even understand.
So that's cool that you put it on the line. So can you tell anybody where they can go get your artwork at, where they can, like, hit you up to see some of your work?
Actually, you can just hit me up, period. I custom make jewelry. I make things like home decor things, gift baskets. I do a little bit of everything.
Oh, you do what I do. That's what I do. I do custom made jewelry, and I'm an interior designer. I design people's homes. I go in and I fix their homes up, and I do a lot of model homes. That's what I've been doing lately.
Before I lay down, I'm going to post a picture of my bedroom I did as well so you can see it. You'll love it. What else I do? Oh, I do hair. I do nails. I do a little bit of everything. Oh, and
so
I
you
kind of
like me then.
Off.
Hey, I like you. What is your sign? Don't tell me you're a Virgo. You got to be a Virgo.
I'm a Pike.
Oh, okay, you close.
Mm-hmm.
You close.
Yeah. And Pisces. Everybody don't believe me when I tell them I'm almost 40 years old. Yes, I am. Almost 40. I'm just look young. I don't know what to tell them. I mean, hey, I was born in 75.
Black don't crack. That's what it is. Black don't crack, mommy.
You feel me?
I'm 30. I'm 32, and people can't believe the fact that I'm fucking 32. They be like, no, you're not.
Dude, I get caught it everywhere I go. Everywhere I get. I'll be so pissed off, I'll be ready to cuss a motherfucker out. Ask me
no, have you ever had this where they made you show two forms of ID because they did not believe your age? They thought you had a fake ID and was trying to pose?
I had to show my ID and my driver's license, and I was, like, just highly pissed off because I was holding up a line. Yeah.
Girl, that has happened to me. They want to see my credit card. Oh, do you have a credit card or anything like that with your name? Yes, I do. Here you go. Boom. Major bank account. Here you go. This is me. I hate that. They're like, this has to be a fake ID.
It's funny. I love this post, your page and everything, but I'm getting some weird-ass people. Lord Jesus, this nigga just say, will you marry me? As they thirsty on here. I didn't know they was that damn thirsty.
Well, he just probably playing. He probably just playing and joking around.
That nigga probably serious.
You said that nigga probably serious?
He's serious than a motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, my goodness. He's saying, come down here and I will make it right. Oh, he is going on and on.
All right.
Who
all
is
right,
this?
Listen.
We need to put him on blast. Who is this? Who is this young man?
We got a boy full of new problems.
Nature Boy Robert.
What's
Nature
his name
boy
now?
Nature Boy Robert.
Okay.
Yeah,
y'all hear that, ladies? He being thirsty with another lady. So if he being thirsty with her, he gonna be thirsty with you. All right.
Yeah. I'm not even worried, girl. I'm looking for me a husband and a wife. So.
She said she's looking for a husband and a wife. I'm not even mad at you.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to make my own family around this bitch. You feel me?
I'm not even mad at you. Go ahead and put your number in my inbox, okay?
Okay. Watch me. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, mommy. Okay,
right,
do we have any more callers, LR?
We have a whole bunch of them. We have 562. You up next.
562, you're up next. 562.
It's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing, mommy?
Oh, I'm good.
You doing good?
Mm-hmm.
You just sound tired,
Jimmy.
Well,
I'm going to go to the next caller, okay?
Okay, let's go. Do you have any talents before we just completely cut her off? Damn. You got any talents, Jimmy?
I got a lot of them. I got a lot of them. I could tie a cherry in a knot with my tongue. No, I'm
shit. Okay, so this is what I'm going to ask you to do, Jimmy. I'm going to ask you to put that on video so we can put it in the group.
This
is Talented Tuesday. You have to show us your talent. If you can't tell us or rap it to us, you got to at least show it to us, okay?
Girl, you know I'm joking.
Oh, you're so silly.
I am.
Jimmy's so scary.
I'm scary.
See? I know it. I know.
Mm-hmm.
You can sing? You going to sing something for us?
Nah, I'm not.
Okay, we got to go to the next caller then. We're going to put you on mute,
Jimmy. Yeah,
go to
the next caller. I told you. Go ahead.
Put on the next caller, LR.
All right. 202. You're up, 202.
202.
Hey, how you doing?
God damn it. Who is this?
This is Dave.
How are you doing? You sound so good. I love it when the sexy man call in sounding all sexy. I'm sorry. I can't contain myself. I'm just going to let you know you sound sexy, okay?
Thank you so much. Which one are you, Jalen or Angelique?
None of us is Jalen or Angelique. You called into the Catalan Colombiana show featuring LR, who is my co-host.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new show?
Huh?
Is this a new show?
This is a new show. It's fairly new. We've been on the air. How long we been on the air, LR?
2 weeks.
We've been on the air for 2 weeks now. So, yeah, we're fairly new.
Congratulations, everybody.
Well, thank you. Do you have a talent to display?
A talent to display? What
kind
of talent are you talking about?
It's Talented Tuesday. Today is Talented Tuesday. So do you rap? Do you sing? Do you got poetry? Do you have any short stories? Do you have a talent that you want to display and put on a wall in a group? Anything like that?
An old rhyme that I wrote. That's about it.
Okay, well, spit it for us. Let's hear it. How many bars is it?
All right. Hold on, brother. Before you start. 904-334-2627 and 872. 904-334-267 and 872. Stay online. You are next after my brother spit his cold rhyme. Go for it, my nigga.
I'm from the Avenue of Georgia. And was raised on Minnesota. on the cold brick, sipping liquor with a warm soda. Blazing onion with a sweet odor. Step peppered my Nike so I can scoop me a roller. Slinging in the trap, slinging boulders bigger than your shoulders. You won't catch me on your vanilla folder. You won't catch me saying ish, because I'm a soldier. I'm from D.C., so you know I run from police. Never run my mouth, because I'm true to the streets. I will crack your dome, and your folks will be your next morning. The way I'm from, niggas make money, you die on the corner.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I like
oh,
that.
Shit,
I like
two
that.
Snaps, two snaps.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to the next one. Yes, thank
you. Okay, thank you, bro.
Thank you for calling in.
904,
you're on air. 904. Hello, 904. Who is this?
This is Gabby J.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, shit. She sounds sexy, too. God damn it. Good Lord. I'm sorry. If somebody sounds sexy, I'm going to say something. If you don't want to hear me say something, don't fucking call in. Because you sound sexy. How you doing, Mommy?
I wasn't expecting to be on, though.
You wasn't? You don't have no talent?
You just want to listen?
Not really. Not nothing that I want to share anyways.
Okay, so your talent is, next time you call in, tell people that your talent is that you have a sexy-ass voice and you can bring any dude or female to her knees just when you talk to her. Just say that, okay?
All right.
That is your talent. I'm just letting you know that's your talent. You sound good as hell. Okay?
Hey, matter of fact, 904, you sound so good. If you could, just stay online until almost the end of the show. We're going to bring you back.
We're bringing you back.
Okay.
Because I want to talk to you.
Okay, you can do that. You can do
that. All right, I will.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Okay,
who's the next caller, LR?
334.
334?
Hi.
334,
who is this?
This is Tina. Tina.
Yeah.
Hi, Tina. This is Catalaya Colombiana and my co-host, LR, and LR Manhattan. And you're calling on the show. Do you have a talent that you want to tell us something about?
I mean, yeah, I have a real good talent. Like, I give head, like, the best. I give the best head.
Shit. God damn it.
Yeah.
All right,
like,
where you calling from here, Where are you calling from?
I'm coming from New Orleans.
Oh, shit. And you get the best head. Is that only on guys or, you know?
That's all, either or, baby. I don't have a preference.
Oh, you don't?
I don't have a
preference
at all, baby. Don't discriminate, baby. Don't hate. Don't discriminate.
Oh, I hate.
Well, do us a favor then. Do us a favor. Do us a favor.
And what is that?
If you could recall one of your great hair session givers and then post it in our XXX section, shit, you might win a 15-minute interview to tell us how you actually started to create this.
I'm trying to go down in the World Guinness Book of Records for giving the best head.
Well,
oh,
you gotta
shit.
Put it on the motherfucking planet and then we gonna see if you got the best shit.
Is
okay,
LR, are you a friend? Are you one of LR's friends? Are you one of his friends on Facebook?
No. LR?
Okay. LR,
no,
LR Manhattan?
No, I'm somebody else's friend that's in the group.
Who?
Damon Clark.
Okay, well, if you see the post for the group that has the banner on it telling you to call in, can you put your name in there and I'm going to add you so we can add
I
you to the XX room?
I sure the will sexy. You sound so sexy.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let me go do that right now.
Okay, go do that. And we're gonna ask you to videotape yourself, giving some bomb-ass head, right? And we're going to put it in the XX room, and then we're going to bring you back on the show so you can tell ladies how to get some head properly, okay?
Yes, oh, my goodness. That's what I want to do. Teach a class on that, really. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
All right, honey, bye.
All right, thank you for calling in. Okay, who's the next caller? 267. LR, I'm going to call right back because this phone is finna die. I'm finna call on my other phone, so go ahead and... 267, you're on air.
267.
267. Hello? Hi, 267. Go ahead and talk to him. I'll be calling back in like a minute, okay? Hello?
All right. 267. All right. We have 872. You're on now.
872.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Uh-huh.
Yes, 872. You call into the Action Pack Catalina Colombiana Talented Tuesday radio show. Do you have a talent you want to display?
Display? I don't think my talent can be displayed. I'm a dancer.
Oh, well, if you got a video clip, you could post it on our Planet O'Shea wall and we all could see.
Well, I could definitely post a video on the wall. I'm Barbie is Miss Ali Denton, so, yeah, I can definitely post something.
Okay, well, I'm going to be looking on the wall for it. Barbie, Miss Ali Denton. Okay, well, we're going to be looking for it right now. I'm going to hold you to your word. Sex yourself.
Well, don't look for it now because I got to create it. So, I mean, I'll definitely put something up. It's not a problem.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. You're welcome to stay and listen if you like.
Will do.
Okay,
hello?
Bye. Yeah, hello?
Okay, I'm back in. Who was that who was calling?
She had a talent for dancing, and she's going to post a video. Her name is Barbie. Yeah, her name is Barbie.
Okay, I know who that is. That's B-A-R-B-I-I. I know exactly who that is. Okay, who's the next caller?
704.
704, that's a Vegas number. 704, you're on air.
Hello?
Who is this that we're speaking with, 704?
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Mommy.
I did not press 1. I didn't press 1. I was supposed to just be listening or whatever. Like, I wasn't supposed to be on here.
Okay,
yeah,
well, you can just listen.
I'm here now, so my talent, lesbian.
What's your talent?
I'm going to tell you. I like taking pictures.
You like taking pictures?
Yes.
So we have a photographer in the building.
No, like of other people, not of myself. Like, I guess you could say a photographer. I like taking pictures of things that's memorable. Like, I can take a picture and make you think anything about it. Like, it takes you into a whole different world. You get what I'm saying? So that's my talent.
Okay.
That's what I like to do.
Okay,
and I'm
that's
not
a good
talent.
Yeah. You're not gonna say that, would
I would have said head, but I just didn't want to seem unprofessional.
Oh, we had another lady who just called in and said she gets some bomb-ass head. There's nothing unprofessional about giving some bomb-ass head. I'm sorry. This is not a professional radio station, okay?
But you have to know, like, the whole aspect of giving head has to be, like, a passion. It can't be something. It cannot be a skill. It has to be a passion. If it's a passion, then anybody can do it.
Okay. I can understand that.
Yeah,
are you good at
it?
Vegas,
yeah,
you
I'm
good?
I'm awesome at giving
head. My porch. I can sample some?
Yeah.
Huh? You heard me? I can get a sample?
I don't know, LR.
Fuck, it's worth a try. Shit, God damn it. I'm a nigga. What I'm supposed to do? This woman talking about she could give
credit. Well, can I get a sample?
You definitely can get a sample.
Oh.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Wow, okay, she is a ball burn, guys. I'm excited now.
I
know, I'm not going to tell you who I am, I'm just going to continue to just stalk you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to get in my inbox there. You can tell me who
so
you are in my inbox.
Legs for me.
You what now?
So I can get between them legs.
Mm, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you don't believe the way them heels you had on a couple of minutes ago. Where them damn heels at?
God,
and put
damn.
Them around my neck, though.
Is that right?
Yes, goodness. Amen.
I like it.
But I'm going to let y'all go ahead and get to the next caller.
Yeah, we
and
need to get to the next caller, but you need to get in my inbox, okay?
I got you.
You got me? Okay.
Yeah.
God,
all right,
damn
you
it.
Guys enjoy your day.
I'm excited. Okay.
Yeah, 219.
219,
you're on air. Hello, 219. I guess they're not seeing nothing. They're scared. They can't top that shit. But I do. What she just said, they can't top that, whoever that is. Because, God damn it, I was about to do some major tricking over the phone.
Hey, hey, you know, I can't say nothing. I'm out there.
You sure can't say nothing. You can't say a goddamn thing.
You know, I'll be tricking. So I'll be tricking.
I doubt you'll be tricking.
Yeah, well, you know, fuck it. It's out there. Nah, I'll be tricking. But anyway.
You'll be tricking.
Yeah.
Where's our next? Who's our next caller? Do you have another caller?
We had a. And I've never seen this number, 804.
Yo, y'all are funny as hell, so I literally LOL'd when she said I need to get in between them legs and where them heels at. Like, seriously.
I was like, God damn it. Good Lord.
She need to let me get in between her legs and fuck all the bullshit. But anyway, I ain't hating. I mean, I'm just saying, I'll go down for a couple of hours, you feel me?
Is that right?
I ain't got no problem doing it.
Is that your talent? I'm like, is that your talent?
Nah, my talent is singing.
Sing something, nigga.
I gotcha. Hold on. Yeah. Let me think of the perfect song.
Sing some. You gonna sing to me, Poppy?
Huh?
I said, you gonna sing to me, Poppy?
Uh-huh.
You gonna sing something sexy for me?
I'll sing a little something.
Sing something sexy for me.
To me, I'm going to be honest with y'all. To me, I can't sing, but everybody says that my talent is singing. I need to stick to it. So, whatever. Hold on, here you go. All right.
Hang on the mistletoe. I'm going to get love. You better.
So, let me stop. All right. Y'all want to hear a real song? I'm going to sing a real song. Hold on. Let me stop fucking with y'all.
Oh, my God.
Why you stop?
Hey, nah, for real. Let me stop. Hold on.
I got to know you better.
Nah, here we go. I got it. I got one. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. I got to tell someone. Because I'm singing with the song that I know. And that hot mother chick in it, everybody heard of rap. I've just known and done it. I ain't never met one like you.
Been all over the world. Been a little bit of everywhere. Been a little bit of everywhere. And a little bit of everyone. Oh, girls, I'm there. They're no better. Can't we touch?
Ah, shit.
I'm all the best, baby. But I just don't know. Baby, one thing is perfection. Whatever you do is working. Other girls, I'm not a thing. No better can do what you do. There's a million girls around, but I don't see no one but you. Hey, there's so one in a million. You are, baby, you're the best I ever had, and I'm certain that there ain't nothing better than me. You're the best girl, you're the best girl, talking about I can't do for you, but you can't do for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. I'm over here tripping right now.
Okay, well, all I gotta say is
your friends
lied to you.
I know they did.
But it's okay, baby. But it's okay, because you
But it's okay because you're sexy. It's okay. It's okay. You sexy. So you got that going for you.
What you do for a living?
Hold on. I work at Fizz.
What'd you say?
Hold on. I work at Fizz.
You work at Fizz?
Hold on. Let me try another song.
We got another caller to go through. We'll cue you back in in a minute, okay?
Don't hang up.
We really gonna cue you back in. So don't hang up. We're not playing. We gonna let you redeem yourself, okay?
Because you got a lot of redeeming, bro. You need a whole lot of redeeming.
All right, next caller. Who's the next caller?
267.
267. Hello, 267. You're on air.
All right. 773.
Hello, you're on air. That's a Chicago number. 773.
Oh, I was just listening.
Chicago in the house.
Yeah, what's going on?
Do y'all have no talent in Chicago?
Do we have talent? Oh, that's a lot of talent all up through here.
It was hilarious. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Say, no, do you have talent? Not do Chicago have talent, do you have talent?
Do you got some talent that you want to display? Can you sing? Can you rap? Do you write poetry? Do you do skits? Is it something that you do?
Okay, I misunderstood you. Okay, my bad.
Okay.
Nothing like that right now. You know, I just was listening in on this, that's all.
Okay.
You were just calling to listen. Did you hear the last brother? Did you hear him singing?
I just got in.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate the love.
First time calling, so I'm just checking it out, you know. Maybe next time.
All right.
Hey, bro, stay online. We're going to have that dude sing another song. It's funny.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I got a little pretty, pretty little thing that's waiting for me. I'll pull up and just a pretty good love. Don't keep me waiting. I got plans to put my hands in places I've never seen. Girl, you know what I mean. And no one else can love anybody like I just wanna take it nice and
slow. Okay, let me cut you off. Let me cut you off right now. Who is the girl that got y'all? Hi, listen. Listen, nigga. Who is the girl that you singing to that got you embarrassing yourself on the radio? Can you just say her name? Who is the girl?
Okay.
It might be.
I'm
going to the next caller. We got a new caller.
We're
going
to go to the next caller.
314-372-7850 has sent you a text to landline message. Jalen, sweetheart.
What kind of motherfucking shit that is?
I have no idea what the fuck that was.
Whoever told that boy he could sing, I need to find them and whip them in their heads with a hot bar wire.
Apparently, he said he was singing to a girl. So,
okay.
I try to get him to tell us who the girl was. Let us know who the girl is, because you embarrassing yourself on radio for this girl, so she at least got to know.
She was better off tricking. He should have just
That's hilarious.
I feel like
I'm on American Idol or America's Got Talent. We just told him, like, please don't quit your day job. Like, we was nice, right? We was nice about it.
Hey, that nigga better not quit his day job or call me out of mama house. If that's Satan, go get it. That nigga suck.
That's hilarious.
Police nigga, see if he out there.
That nigga ain't out there. He ain't sexy. Hey, Popo, you online? 1111. Are you
267.
There?
267. 267.
227, you're online.
267.
227, you're online. Hello, 227.
219.
219, you're online.
Ain't that a bitch? 904? 904, we know you here. I know you ain't never left. Say something for us.
How y'all doing?
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Oh, my
Good
God.
Good Lord.
Good Lord. Somebody give me the Vaseline. This about to go down.
God damn it. Hold on. Good Lord. I think I'm about to bust one.
It took me hated to see. So you rapping how you rapping bitches packing to me.
Oh,
you rapping how I'm rapping niggas back to the street. So
Alon, you not funny, nigga. You not funny, okay? Is that nigga still going? Like you just unmuted him and he's still going? That is hilarious. I
upset with you, Ella. I came with you today, okay?
Oh, see this girl, this nigga singing too, boy, because she's going to be bad, boy. Oh, my God.
I think she's singing to the girl that's online because he knows she on here. Is she singing to you, girl? Is she singing to you?
I hope not. I don't know who that is.
She said, I hope not. That's sad. That's so sad when a girl says she hopes you're not singing to her.
I think he is singing to her. But if he's singing
so
to her, but if he's singing to her, he's definitely singing to you.
He ain't singing to me. He said he was singing to a girl, and he hopes that she can hear him. So I don't know who he's talking about, but it sounds like me.
Yeah.
Well, I just pray it's not me.
I love that bitch, man. I love that bitch. Yeah, she gonna suck my dick from the back. Yeah. She gonna suck my dick.
She gonna suck my dick from the back. What the hell?
She's nigga, that's silly.
Where do y'all find these characters at?
I mean, Planet O'Shea, the best place on Earth to be, late night cyber cop universe. Planet O'Shea and his associated group. Kind of you have entered a world where a freak can be a freak and you can be discreet. You can call
you
on
can you can do whatever you want to do on this show, okay? This is not one of those shows where you have to watch what you're saying or whatever or anything like that. Like, you say whatever you want to say. We're definitely with the fuckery. You heard the sexy lady say she wants to see me butt naked, some heels off, get in between my legs.
Oh, okay.
I got kind of excited.
That's what he's saying to that girl. The one I want to get between your legs. That's what he said. He wants to say to the girl that want to get between your legs.
What
are
you
saying?
Yeah, that bitch gonna suck my dick, man. Yeah.
Ella, you silly.
You sound like
no.
You sound
silly.
Like Reverend.
Oh my goodness! I think that's the funniest like act we had all night. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
We even told him, like, your friends lied to you, Papi. Like, they lied.
He was like, I know.
All right.
She was like,
we have 208. We have a 208.
208. You're on air. 208. Hello.
I was just going to listen.
Who is this? What's your talent?
Jay Brown. I can't sing or rap with this shit. So,
you can't sing around, but you sound sexy. That should be a talent, right?
I guess.
I think that's a good talent to have. I mean, you sound so good. I almost took my panties off when you was like, I'm just listening.
I just put mine to the side a little bit.
She said she gonna push me to the side. God damn it. Well, go ahead. I ain't mad at you. Let's make a love connection. Okay.
So y'all gotta post pictures. If we're gonna make a love connection, y'all gotta post pictures.
I'll post
I posted one earlier. I'll post another one.
Ooh, make him say yes. Make him say
All right. This I wrote for the new love connection couple. From 208 and 904, the people with the good radio voices, there's a special poem from Planet O'Shea presented to tonight's love couple. Okay, y'all ready?
We ready.
What am I doing?
All right. All right. This is dedicated to the love couple from Planet O'Shea, written exclusively for the love couple. And this is the guy telling the girl. So 904, picture 208 telling you this poem, okay?
Okay.
Okay, listen. Honestly, I was inspired by how it all transpired. Our eyes met and it was instant desire. The longevity of the gaze was like oxygen to a fire. It was like a fingertips kiss when I say, come in this. Who me floated over me like an ocean mist. Then I never knew her name, but knew what I wanted to name my ship. So when she told me her name, I damn near flipped. She said it was yours and you do whatever you want with it. Ooh, I was in a daze for a second.
It was like I was looking for treasure and found it in some sunken wreckage. She held my hand like we just came from the wedding, forgetting clean about who we came to this club with. See, I got a duck off in the quarters from a nine project chicks and one out in the Eastern when I come seeing this trip. But this here bra, she gets the new crib. The one I'm in Arkansas where my auntie lives. I ain't trying to rush tonight. I'm going to make love to her ears. I ain't going to tell her no lie what she wants to hear. I'm going to breeze past the bullshit to give her the beers. Now I can see me stretching your stomach with kids. With the birth of every new mouth, getting a bigger Benz, getting a bigger crib, putting a nursery in the gym. Every anniversary, pick a new place to live. For you is whatever. You are my whiz. Dedicated to the new love couple from Planet O'Shea.
That was beautiful.
Damn,
oh,
shit.
Oh, shit. She said that
was
beautiful.
So sweet.
Damn, LR,
you got it like that, huh?
LR, you got some, you just got a
coochie
coupon, LR.
Hey, man. Girls, they love me.
But LR, you just got a coochie coupon. I'm going to have to take back the fact that all the ladies and the fellas love me. Shit. I'm going to have to take that one back and give my, rain the LR real fast for that poem.
That was nice.
I'm going to have to try to top that. I'm about to write a poem to the ladies. I'm going to top yours, LR. Fuck you.
So 208, I got a special challenge for you because 904, say, brother, she one bad mamma jamma, darling.
Who is 904? You got to tell me who 904 is. What's her name?
Gabby J.
What J?
Gabby J.
Daddy J.
Gabby. My name is Gabrielle.
Oh, Gabby. Oh, I've seen you before. Yes, I have. The voice matches you. It does.
208, you one lucky nigga, boy, because you got the sexiest voice, woman, we've heard since our host. And that can roast. So you better start talking, boy, because this boy didn't lit up. They got some thirsty niggas in y'all been lying. These niggas are thirsty, boy. That boy lit up. Them boys is thirsty.
Well, cue them in so they can talk to the sexy lady.
Okay. 814. I'm trying to give you 208. I'm trying to give you tails, baby. 814, y'all ain't saying that? Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead, 208. Go ahead, 208. Do your thing. Nobody ain't saying nothing.
They ain't saying nothing. Forget them, too. They better shut up because I'm about to sneak up in there and be like, oh, let me turn your mouth on, girl. Come here. Let me show you how the ladies do it. I'm so silly. Why are you so quiet now? Everybody has been quiet. What, you scared now, nigga?
I thought y'all was cueing somebody else in.
Wait, no, baby, it's your time.
They didn't say nothing. They got scared.
Y'all scared to talk to me?
Yeah, they got scared to talk to you. I'm not scared, though. I'm not scared.
Man, you don't know. I ain't scared to talk to you. What's up?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man.
That's good.
You got a sexy voice, that, though.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Damn it, y'all sound sexy. I'm going to start playing with my nipples. God damn it, I can't touch it.
Oh, man.
I'm so silly. I'm so silly. No, but you do sound sexy. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm trying to get online to see how you look, but online, you need to entertain y'all. So I come up online real fast because I'm trying to see what the people else is talking about, the picture they're talking about. I want to see it.
I won't see it. I ain't seen it. I know
what's going to come out.
I'm about to post a picture now.
I
thought I did, but I actually posted it to my timeline.
If Jalen Benzie was listening, God shined on you, sister.
The Jalen Benz is listening. God shined on
you. She said she thought she posted it. Well, you need to post it so I can see. I'm ready to look. Yes, because you do sound sexy.
Who y'all talking about?
That girl, man, that girl with that voice, man.
Oh, yeah.
Every time she calls in, we gonna know that voice. We're gonna be like, that's the girl with the voice. That's her. She just got on with like, hello. I'm like, hello. How y'all doing? You need to be a phone sex operator. That's what you need to do. That should be your new occupation. Mm-hmm. Here's your parent. You're really real. Tell me your name is Becky. You really get paid.
I'm Becky.
Yeah, I just seen that picture.
You say you just seen the picture?
I just seen the picture. Gabby, she is nice.
Oh, shit. Let me go, man. Oh, shit.
Hey, look, I'm going to post my pic up here from the shot, so you know how we do it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You said he's going to post his picture for the shot. All right.
I'm going
to show you what Idaho, how Idaho is now. How boys.
He said, well, Idaho. Is that my boy, Jay?
Yeah.
That's my nigga.
I told you. Good.
Jay, you find, hey, Jay finding a motherfucker. He is.
He's in the group.
Yeah, Jay fine.
Well, he need to post a picture so I can see him.
All right. Jay, look.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jay the kind of dude that makes you want to get him
pregnant instead of him getting you pregnant. He's so fat, I got him to get pregnant.
Man, y'all got the yellow nigga blushing over here.
Aw, you so sexy, Jay. I swear to God, I'm going to fly you in the county from Idaho.
What are you talking about? I'm coming to LA probably in February. I might have a gig, personal training with Justin Bieber, so I might be moving back to LA anyway.
Oh,
and I'm just gonna have to kidnap you before then, huh?
Yeah, you're gonna have to, because once he see me and get a taste of this, it's a wrap for everybody else. I'm just
letting All right. Hey, everybody. We having fun, but we have one major problem.
What?
We are about to run out of time. We had so much fun. Yes, we're down to our last 2 minutes. We got a 713, and they've been waiting, so I'm going to let them get 713. You got 30 seconds.
713, you're on air. All right, bye.
Okay, well, 904 with the sexy voice. I'm going to leave it up to you and the beautiful Kathy Leah Colombiana, our host, for that can roast, and we love her so. But your voice is so sexy, and she wants to fuck you.
I want to tell everybody goodbye. That's what I want to do. We're going to switch it up tonight. She can tell everybody goodbye, because you know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to shoot a call to the show tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So we can have on-air phone sex, me and you.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
All right, good night, everybody.
All right, sweet. She said good night, everybody. Oh. All right, well, anyway, thank you, everybody, for calling in for the show. And I appreciate everybody who has all the talent, who is talented people for calling in and, you know, showing us what you're working with. I want to say thank you to my co-host, L.R. Manhattan, for working the voice and doing his thing and getting all the people to call in. Thank you, L.R. Hello?
Hello?
Who are you talking to now?
Hello?
I'm talking to you, L.R.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Oh, so thank you for having everybody call in. I said, do you have anything else that you want to say?
Oh, my bad. I was trying to. Yes, well, everybody, look, on behalf of Planet O'Shea and Associated Groups and the always sexy, sensual host that can roast Kathy Leah Colombiana, we would like to say thank you for your participation and being a part of our group. Keep at it. Keep coming. We are the bomb. We are the new place to be, Planet O'Shea. Rate my picks.
and associated groups would like to say once again thank you for all our listeners, fans, and continue to join us. And we're going to leave the last 40 seconds to our beautiful host, Catalina Colombia.
I just want to say thank you, everybody. I don't know if you got other people who said what they do on their websites and everything. So I encourage you to go ahead and support their talents that they have. And go check out all their websites and everything that they do. I mean, it's cool to support one another. We got to support one another. Also, I want to just say, people, can y'all please add on people? I need y'all to add. Add, fellas, add, ladies, add. We need to add more people into the group because it's a bigger picture. All right, everybody? So goodbye, and thank you guys for calling in. Bye.